it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano off today. Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got us a bunch of affiliates all around the country, and we love them. They love us right back. Because in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. All the various different ways, devices, platforms, and yada, yada, yada that you can get, not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I'm talking about is iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. If you're traveling somewhere, you're on the road, you're going on vacation, you're going to work, you're going to the gym, you're going up to your local Valero, well, guess what? It's okay to just take your radio on the go. And what we mean by that is just simple. It's not traditional radio anymore. I mean, we got our affiliates all over the country. We love them. Don't misunderstand us. We love you guys. But circumstances are what they are. Most people are plugged into something at this point in time. And, you know, it's got to be at your convenience. You know, you can even go to our website. You click on the Listen Live button. You do it at your convenience. It's there. You don't have to tune anything. You don't have to, adjust the dial. You don't have to do anything along those lines. You program it to what you want. You can archive. You can narrow focus interviews. You can do whatever you want to do to make it fit your listening needs. And that is a beautiful thing. However, the most important thing for us is the American Forces Radio Network. Look, these guys and girls serve us overseas, domestically. They're all away from home. There's no comfort. You know, there's nothing that gives them a little warmth at home other than the occasional phone call. Nobody writes letters anymore, so it's emails. The email doesn't replace person-to-person contact. So for us, if we're giving them a little taste of home, talking about a ball game or to a celebrity or something along those lines, it makes us feel good. And that's how we feel about it. So if you see one of those guys or girls, thank them. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll set the table for this edition of The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
As well you should. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. And, you know, we'll have some fun today to kind of bounce it around. It's that time of the year. Lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer. And, you know, the NBA is still in full force up until last night, kind of the conclusion of their season. And it was fun. The awards were fun. There's still some trade talk up in the air, and as it should be. Because the season never really quite ends. You know, it's fun. It's fun to talk about. It's amazing how, and I don't know how it falls in for you guys, but for me, sports is always a progression. And what I mean by that is when I was a kid, there was nothing but baseball. You know, it was you didn't want to be Mickey Mantle or Roger Maris or Yogi Berra, you know, or Elston Howard or somebody along those lines. And, you know, you played ball in the street, and all that kind of good stuff in Little League. And Little League football for kids really wasn't all that big of a deal at that point in time because it just football itself, the collegiate game dwarfed the professional game. When I was a kid, shows you how old I was. And, you know, we played touch football in the street and stuff along those lines, but nothing compared to baseball. And even as I grew into a young adult, baseball was still my sport, and it still is. But football was huge for me because I went to a couple of colleges, and one of them was a big college that had a really good program. And I really still do love college football. But I got to tell you, basketball as a whole has really supplanted everything for me in the world of sports, except I'd say baseball's on an equal par. And the thing about basketball is just like soccer, it's a universal game. And it can be played by everybody. All you need is a ball. And the ball ain't all that expensive. You can do anything. You could dribble on the street. You know, you could shoot into a trash can. You could nail something. Well, you probably get arrested now. But you can nail something up onto a pole. You know, they have all these portable goals. You can go down to your local schoolyard. They got the, you know, the metal backboards with no, you know, with no bounce and rims with no nets. But, you know, it's cool. You can sit there. You can shoot. You always find a game with somebody. One-on-one, two-on-two, three-on-three. Doesn't matter. Rotating, 3-on-3 with old guys, blowout knees. Even in some of the gyms, they have basketball courts built in. You know, you go to an LA Fitness, no plug intended. They're a lousy gym, but you know, you go to an LA Fitness. You know, most of them have a full court basketball court in there, and you can always find a game. And it's particularly between March Madness and, again, having gone to a couple of schools that had really elite basketball programs. It's cool. It's a fun sport. and it's worldwide. You know, it's provided jobs for a bunch of people. There's leagues all over the planet in which these guys make good money. Nothing like the NBA. Ain't nothing like the NBA. But you know, you can go to a Euro League. You can play in Australia. You can play in China. You can play in India. You can play in Africa. There's a pro league somewhere. Israel. That's a beautiful thing. And, you know, it starting with David Stern, who had the vision, and now with Adam Silver, who just, you know, tries not to screw it up, they're really growing the game. And I forget who was talking about it on draft day, because I saw the draft on television, but it was somebody I was listening to on the radio, on NBA radio, and I forget who it was. But they were talking about the fact that the equality now and the parity that's, and you know, again, nothing's the NBA, but the parity around the rest of the world, whether it's, you know, Spanish league, Euro leagues, no matter where it's being played, there's a level of parity now where you're going to get well paid, well compensated, unless you have the ambition to be a multi-zillionaire, which, you know, a lot of people do, and that's fair. You don't have to come to the United States anymore to get your mojo working. You can play your sport anywhere. You know, look at what Terrence Ferguson did. He didn't want to go to college. You know, he did not want to go to college. So at 17 years old, he hired an agent. The agent shopped the pro leagues, basically. And he took him to Australia, where he didn't have to, you know, deal with the language barrier, which deters a lot of players in the NBA from going to Europe. They would rather try to do it in the D, now G League, and get it done that way. But Ferguson goes over to the Australian League, where they're full-grown men, baby. You know, these are guys in their 20s and their 30s playing hoops, big boys, knock your hind end around. And that's exactly what happened to him. Statistically, you know, he wasn't all that great. But his team was very good, and he played, and he ended up starting. And he worked on his game. From all accounts, he's a very hard worker. Worked on his outside shot. And got the crap beat out of him for a year before he could move into the NBA. And in doing so, probably took his game up a notch. And ended up getting drafted in the first round. Going to OKC. You know, so it's the game itself has turned global. It makes it appealing. The action, there's never any question about the action in an NBA game. You know, good, bad, or indifferent. Your team could suck. There's still plenty of action. There are incredible athletic specimens. Anybody that plays in the league, the 12th guy on the bench is a great player in some form or another. Just waving a towel. They could flat out play their asses off. And you know, it's funny, every once in a while you'll hear these conversations with somebody who either doesn't know sports or just is a moron and is speaking for the sake of just speaking, who will say, well, you know, what you call your Kansas team, or, you know, Gonzaga or something. They could beat the Nets. No, they can't. No, they can't. No. Best team in college basketball is not beating an NBA team. 5 times out of 10, 10 times out of 10, 100 times out of 100. Now, I mean, you know, there are certain teams that would give them a little bit of a run. But for the sake of discussion, last year's team, the Nets, with Brook Lopez, Lynn when healthy, and the guys that they were in the process of filling in around them, would beat the hell out of any basketball team on the collegiate level. Collegiate's double A. And so that flat out ain't happening. Still great. Fun to watch. And you see who's going to make it as a pro. But they're not beating an NBA team. I'll pick it up right there on the other side, because the evolution of the game and the way it's progressing and how they're getting there and judging their players is really, really cool. Let's tap on the brakes and step aside. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
I'll go home and get your shine box.
Yeah, do that. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Sandy Roberto. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing. You know, on the break, and again, this is just kind of fun. I pulled up the EuroLeague official site, right? Now, first of all, the site's pretty cool. And it's laid out well. It's well-sponsored. Turkish Airlines, VTP Arena Park. on the homepage, but I was looking at some of the players, and Joe Alexander's playing over in Israel. James Anderson, my Oklahoma State alum, is playing in Turkey. James Augustine is playing in Moscow. You know, when you look at the league itself, and it's almost built like one of their soccer leagues, you know, who gets into the regular season? Well, the group play, and just like in soccer, Real Madrid sitting on top. It's amazing. You know, you look at and for their playoffs, and they're done, you know, but Real Madrid, CSKA Moscow. And just for jollies, you know, we look at it here. See if there's anybody I recognize. Yeah, James Augustine. Aaron Jackson. Corey Higgins. You got a little taste. Kyle Hines, who I have no idea. He's a center. I don't remember him ever playing in the NBA. But, you know, again, sprinkled throughout. Mega Sport Arena. You know, and it's cool. I mean, they also signed Leo Westerman, who got a little taste, to a one-on-one contract. 1 year, one option is how they do it over there. But the point is that the league itself is a league of grown men playing hoops. You know, they play a 30-game season over there. And they get paid pretty good money. And then they've got the 7-day Euro Cup, the Adidas Next Generation Tournament. So they do it just like they do over here with the younger tournament. They want the kids to be playing. Sponsored by Adidas, by the way. The Adidas Next Generation Tournament. Under 18s in Paris. You know, so it's an organized, very professionally run. The fans love it. You know, I mean, some places buy in more than others. But it's... You know, it's appealing. I mean, it truly is. And they go after it in a very professional way. And my point being, before we got to the break, it was talking about the fact that the NCAA is really double-A baseball, you know, if you're going to equate it to anything. And, you know, would some collegiate teams beat the professional teams in EuroLeague? Yeah, they would, you know, maybe the elite, maybe the Kansases, maybe the North Carolinas, but I'm not even sure about that because there's some big old boys over there in the EuroLeague that you've never heard of. And they, you know, they have a good time. And like I said, there's other leagues all around the world. I just picked the EuroLeague out of that. And it's turned basketball into a never-stop league. And most sports have become that, but the last one to the dance was basketball. Took them a while to get there. They shook the bad rep. And, you know, it got rid of the drug scandals, and you know what I'm talking about. It was bad for a little while. But the league is in great shape. The only issue that they're having to deal with now is just the fact that the tanking is hurting the league. And I don't know how they're going to get around it. Unless they go to a strictly non-weighted lottery. Everybody gets one ball and it, you know, that's what they don't talk about. But then you go back to the old thing of, you know, the 12th team gets the number one overall draft pick. Because if they go strictly by record like they do in the National Football League, and it's creeping a little there too, then you end up with a scenario where they just don't play hard and the fans getting cheated. And that's truly the only real issue right now in professional basketball. I wish they'd expand a couple of teams, quite frankly. Because, I mean, the top is top-heavy and the bottom, well, they stink. So if you have a couple more teams in the league that stink, but you get organizations that in the long term will figure it out, like the Nets are in the process of doing right now, like Sacramento never seems to do, but they certainly appear to have gotten it right this year. The league can continue to grow. Seattle deserves a team. Certainly after the arena fiasco and everything that went on out there, there's enough internet billionaires running around. Probably make a basketball team. Same thing down in Tampa. I think they should add a third team in the state of Florida. And there's other places around the country as well. I mean, that deserve a team. But probably won't happen for a while. Buffalo certainly would deserve another go-round. Cincinnati, maybe. St. Louis, maybe. Don't see why not. Like I said, there's a lot of places where basketball could expand. They have no plans to do it in the foreseeable future, but I wouldn't be surprised at some point in time if they decide to go two teams or four teams. And I honestly don't think it would really dilute the product. It would provide more opportunities, a lot of great players out there. Like I said, 12th guy on the bench. Can play, is an elite athlete, is a world-class athlete. It's one of the things we always do in the show when we go down depth charts is perpetually look at, why isn't this team doing better? Look at all these guys that they have. And it's either coaching or lack of buying in from the players or whatever the circumstances are. It really doesn't matter. Happens at all sports. There are the Westbrooks. There are the LeBrons. There are the Durants. There are, Anthony Davis, whoever it is, whoever you want to talk about. But then the talent level levels off after that. And it's about want and desire and effort and work ethic and coaching and chemistry and all the other things that come into play. It's cool. Last night was fun. The awards were, it's the first ceremony. Oh, I remember. I got to get this off my chest. I'm sitting there thinking this morning, I'm saying to myself, there's something I got to get off my chest. Okay? With the perpetual dumbing down of this country. And I don't put this on any of the MCs or anybody that was up there on the stage. And technically, you can get away with doing it. I hate it. It's a pet peeve. I hate it when they say the first annual. Anything. It's inaugural. The word is inaugural. Use the English language. It's there for a reason. The first annual. No. Technically, you can do it. It's inaugural. I just needed to get that off my chest. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. You know, look, it rightfully so in my opinion, Russell Westbrook. In a very close vote with James Harden. 69 first place votes. There are 100 voters per category. Russell Westbrook had 888 points, 69 first-place votes. So from the comfort aspect of it, he was pretty far ahead. But point-wise, relatively close. And then Kawhi Leonard had 500 points and 9 first-place votes. All that's justified. But he really deserved it. We'll get into his speech and all the emotion and the Sager Award and everything else, because it was a pretty cool night for the NBA all the way around. We'll tap on the brakes when we come back. Well, more NBA. Bye.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details. License terms and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's your rush style, buddy? What do you say we slip in the back seat and you make a man out of me?
We say I smack you around for a while.
Can't we do both?
I'd love to know what that kid's doing for a living now. I'll have to look that up at some point in time. Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast, and 1-800-878-PLAYS, the phone number. So we're having some fun here at the NBA. Like I said, the award ceremony yesterday, and before we went to the break, I was talking about the fact that it's first time around, inaugural with the awards event, and it dragged in some places, but all in all, they did a pretty good job. It did take a little longer, I think, than they would have liked it to. Speeches dragged on a little bit. Had it been the Academy Awards, they would have cued the music. And at the end, the energy had kind of come out of the room a little bit. Liquor will do that. Coach of the Year, Mike D'Antoni. In a surprisingly lopsided vote, I figured Pop was going to get more love. But D'Antoni, who had a great line, he said he never thought he'd come to New York and thank the sports writers for voting him Coach of the Year. Got 68 first place votes, 9 for Spoelstra, and 8 for Pop. I guess they just expect Pop to do it. Defensive Player of the Year. This one was more lopsided than I thought, too. Draymond Green with 73 first-place votes. Kawhi with 16 and Rudy Gobert with 11. I thought Kawhi was going to get a little more love, particularly since he was the back-to-back Defensive Player of the Year. It wasn't like his game fell off all of a sudden. So I was a little surprised by that. Most improved player went exactly how I thought it was going to go, with Antetokounmpo with 80 first place votes over Jokic for the Nuggets and Rudy Gobert. You know, they got another team that has something good going out there is Denver. They're starting to put it together. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to get some writers and play-by-play guys on and everything. We're going to talk about what their teams did in the offseason, what the future looks like, and all that kind of good stuff. But if you don't know his game, he's a very good center. That's why they could let Nurkic walk away. Malcolm Brogdon. And again, this was a little more lopsided than I thought it was going to be. Gets the Rookie of the Year vote with 64 first-place votes. Embiid finished third with 177 points, but got 23 first-place votes, more than Dario Saric, his teammate, who ended up finishing second. And, you know, I heard them going back and forth about it on the TNT panel. And they were talking about the fact, well, Embiid is the most talented player and by far, and look at what he did. And he averaged 20 points in 25 minutes. And all that's legit. I mean, there's no doubt who the best player out of the three is, but he played 31 games. Not enough. It's his third year in the league. You know, not enough. So I was glad Brogdon got it. He was a guy that a lot of people didn't even think was going to make it into the league. And he's a starting point guard. And I think his ceiling, I think he's got some room to grow yet. I've heard contrary opinions to that. But I look at it from the perspective that he's playing on a basketball team where Antetokounmpo has the ball in his hands most of the time. So the assist totals are not going to be as high as you would like. And not even the point totals, too, because between Freak, Chris Middleton, Monroe, they've got people that score on that basketball team. His role is to make sure when the ball is in his hands, redistribute, play defense, which he does very well, and be a complementary piece. And he'll do that. He'll do that. God, every time I pull up Antetokounmpo's stats, scares the hell out of me. You know, for you guys who aren't paying attention and don't follow the league as closely as a lot of people do, he's, and I heard somebody say it yesterday, well, soon he's going to be a top 10 player. He's already a top 10 player. He jumped over that bar last year. He's just going to get better. The key going forward for the Bucks, excuse me, because he loves it in Milwaukee. So You know, unless all of a sudden somebody reaches out to him to form one of those dream teams, he's going to be in Milwaukee. Getting the right pieces around him. And again, I do believe Brogdon has room to grow, but I don't know that necessarily he's going to be a piece of a big three. But right now he's serving the purpose for Milwaukee. Chris Middleton has the opportunity to become one of those guys. And Milwaukee struggled last year. I mean, think about it. They made the playoffs, but it was the struggle getting in. And I'm going to take their depth chart apart right now a little bit. You know, they'll have to get better at the small forward position. And this is fluid right now. But with the Freak, I don't know how good Thon Maker's going to be. I mean, talk about raw. Last year was his rookie year, but he's a legit seven-footer who can run the court. And when Greg Monroe isn't out there, and he exercised his option, this will be his last year there. Because he's again, another guy playing out of position. He's a power forward, not a center. But they insist upon playing him in the center position. You know, Chris Middleton has the opportunity to grow into it, but it's time for him to take that next step. He's 25 years old. And he needs to take that next step up at this point. He could do it. I think he can get to 20 points a game. And if he can, with Andrew Capomo, you know, everybody on that team plays defense. Brogdon plays defense. Middleton plays defense. Freak plays defense. Both the centers play defense. Michael Beasley doesn't play defense, but, you know, it's Michael Beasley. They've got some opportunity here. And we'll see. But they're a team on the come. They truly are. And I like the fact that Jason Kidd seems to be getting it done as their coach. The organization is solid now. They're doing okay. And again, they struggled over the course of the year, as young teams will do, but they ended up with the sixth seed, a couple of games over 500. Lost to Toronto. But truthfully, I thought they were going to beat Toronto. I was wrong about that one. But I thought they were going to take them. Maybe next year, because you have to learn how to win. Teams behind them, depending on what happens with Paul George, Pacers will fall back. Heat's on the come. Stan Van Gundy better get it figured out in Detroit, or he's going to be looking for work. Knicks suck. Magic suck. Sixers, they're going to make the playoffs. I'm telling you. They're going to jump over somebody. Hawks are on the decline. We'll see what happens with Toronto. Kyle Lowry has it re-upped. They're still talented, but they could go from a 51 team to a 38-win team easily. You know, again, when you look at the draft, another piece to the puzzle for the Bucks in DJ Wilson. Is he going to be an impact guy? No, probably not. Probably not. But he's got the length, and he's got the size. He's a stretch four. He's got a rep for being a little soft, but they'll work that out of him. He can protect the rim. And like I said, Greg Monroe opting in, it buys them a year with DJ Wilson because, you know, he'll be gone after Monroe will be gone after this year. And DJ Wilson, hopefully, at least for the Bucks, will be his replacement. But he's got a good outside shot. And he can guard on the perimeter. And here's a guy that's a legit 6'11 who can guard on the perimeter. Big wingspan. I think he's going to be heard from. I don't know if he turns into a big three, but Milwaukee at that position, drafting in the 20s. Yeah, I'm sorry, wrong, 17. They took a flyer on a guy with a lot of potential. Can't blame him there. So they've got a chance. They've got a chance. Second round. I don't even know if they had a second round pick. Let me see. Oh, yes. And Darius Thornwell. I forgot about that. That's a good pick for them. Guy knows how to win. South Carolina, baby. You guys do remember how deep they went in the tournament, right? And again, not going to be a big three of a big three, but he's going to be one of those bench guys. By the way, if you've watched him in the tournament, he plays NBA caliber defense. So another piece for Jason Kidd. And he'll play behind Chris Middleton and give him a little something off the bench. And don't forget, he's already 22 years old. He's a senior. Everybody, freshman. That's all well and good. But if you can come in, get a guy that comes into the league who's playing for a contract, and he may spend some time in the G League. We'll see. But he'll come in with an NBA body, an NBA attitude, playing NBA defense. Chances are pretty good he's going to make that team and be in the rotation. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll wrap up hour one right after this.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0000. 800-268-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Didn't you think he looked edgy?
No, as a matter of fact, I thought you looked edgy.
Edgy, who cares? Welcome back to the Attack. Hope you enjoyed this hour. I know I did. Like I said, over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be getting in some NBA guys, talk about their teams. And not necessarily the big ones. But teams that are trying to turn it around, swing back in, and talk about the moves they made in the draft, potential free agency, who they're going to hold on to, who they're not going to hold on to. A lot of young teams scratching the surface right now. But as we're fond of saying, everybody's a suspect until proven otherwise. And it's no different in basketball. Love it about baseball. Everybody's a prospect. Yes, they are. They're also a suspect. And it's true. And in the NBA, you know, in certain areas, and there's one distinct advantage of picking outside of the lottery. And you see a lot of it. Nets did it with Jared Allen. You can take a flyer on somebody that perhaps has a huge upside. But if you're in the lottery, you can't invest that pick on them because of the inconsistencies or one particular flaw in their game, whatever the circumstances are. But you can't teach 7 foot. So the guy with all that athleticism who's completely raw, you're picking 24, 25, 26. You could take a flyer on that. And if he blossoms, you're talking about what a genius your GM is. And if he washes out, yeah, really doesn't matter. It's not hurting your team one way or the other. That's it for this hour of the Attack. We're going to tap into breaks, listen to the news, come back and do it again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House warning Syria it will pay a heavy price if it carries out another chemical weapons attack. As the White House says, it appears to be preparing to do. Here's Bill Zimfer in Washington.
The statement released by the White House late Monday said preparations are underway in Syria, similar to those that took place before an April chemical weapons attack. The president responded to that incident with a cruise missile strike on the airfield where the chemical attack originated.
The president didn't get everything he wanted, but his spokesman, Sean Spicer, says he's very pleased with the Supreme Court's decision on the immigrant travel ban.
The president feels he's very, very pleased with the 9-0 decision.
Justices will consider the full case this fall, but in the meantime, they're allowing most of the travel ban to go forward. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
We told you moments ago about a White House warning out today to Syria. Yesterday, President Trump had a warning for North Korea.
The North Korean regime is causing tremendous problems, and it's something that has to be dealt with and probably dealt with rapidly.
The president did not elaborate on that remark. He did thank India for joining the U.S. and pushing for more international sanctions against North Korea. And he also announced joint military exercises with India and Japan in the Indian Ocean next month. Nebraska beef will be taking center stage in China later this week as U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue and U.S. Ambassador to China Terry Branstad will join Chinese government officials on Friday in Beijing to mark the return of U.S. beef to China after a 13-year ban. The Chinese had banned American beef out of concerns about mad cow disease. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We all need to take care of our heart at the cell level. One of the best ways to do that is with super ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. This powerful antioxidant supports heart health and cellular energy. And now you can get super ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus a free bottle of vitamin D3 and free shipping and handling. Call toll-free 1-855-870-6622. That's 1-855-870-6622 or go to lifeextension.com/war.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The European Union is fining Google more than $2.7 billion with a B dollars for skewing search results, the biggest fine the EU has ever imposed for anything. The EU started investigating Google 7 years ago and found that the internet colossus unfairly uses its all-powerful search engine to promote its Google shopping service over smaller-priced comparison websites. Along with that fine, the EU might also demand that Google change its search results so that it isn't seen to favor its own service. President Trump is formally nominating Chris Wray to head the FBI, as we hear from Mark Mayfield.
The nomination comes over a month after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. Wray is a former U.S. Assistant Attorney General for the Criminal Division. If he's confirmed by the Senate, Wray will serve a 10-year term. Wray issued a statement after the nomination was formally submitted saying he's honored and humbled. He expressed admiration for the men and women of the FBI and pledged to fairly and honorably protect the U.S. and uphold the Constitution.
And it appears prices at the pump on this 4th of July weekend will be the cheapest for holiday travelers over that weekend since they were back in 2005. Gas Buddy reports today the average nationally will be $2.22 a gallon. Gas prices have dropped another 15 cents on average over just the past month or so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Once we're all happy at the same time.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Attack. Let's take those tops off. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. And what I'm talking about is the ability to take your radio with you, whatever you want to listen to. I mean, God, I am old enough to remember driving cross country, which I have done probably 20 times in my life. I'm the original road trip guy. Kerouac had nothing on me. But in that process, when you've burned through all your CDs at the time and cassette tapes even before that, and you were trying to pick up stations and FMs didn't have enough throw and the AMs were in the process of turning from music into talk, and you know you can only hear the same thing 100 times. Man, driving Carolina to Carolina and all that, and you'd have a station that you liked, and you found something on, all of a sudden 15 minutes later, you were out of range. Not anymore. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, dig it. Those are the places. And it's, you know, you can get whatever you want. You get me. You can get the Hefe. You get Tittle. You can get all Lick It Up and listen to some Jerry overnight. And that's a good thing. It's all there for you. Most important for us, of course, American Forces Radio Network. You know the drill. Guys, girls, protection, freedom. You know, freedom, the thing we take for granted. Thank somebody in uni if you see him on the streets. We're going to tap at a break, step aside, when we come back, more of the Attack. Don't go anywhere.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
You're taking a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the slowest guys in sports.
That rascal took all of my firewood and built a dam across a cement pond.
Like I said, the slowest guys in sports on Sports Byline and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto on the West Coast at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. You know, I talk about radio on the go all the time, platforms, devices, all that kind of good stuff. Well, if you're heading somewhere, guess what? You got to gas up the damn car because, you know, even to get to the airport to go someplace else, no better place to go to than Valero. I got one 90 seconds from my house. They're clean. The people in there are friendly. Nice service. Restrooms and all that kind of good stuff. They give you good service. They have fresh coffee. They got the snacks. You heading to the beach. You forgot something at the house. You don't want to double back. Well, in my case, I could. But in most cases, you can't. You can ice up. They sell beer. They sell soda. They sell water. All the good stuff. And, oh, by the way, the gas you're putting in your car is the best that there is around. And not only is it the best that there is around, it's also as environmentally friendly as gasoline can be. And what I mean by that is all the blended fuels, ethanol, cleaner burning gasoline, clean diesel, it's all available. It's all at Valero. You can't do better. You really can't. Valero's nationwide. There happen to be a lot of them up here by me. And it is my go-to place when I'm grabbing something. Whether it's gasoline or whether I just, hey, you know, I'm thirsty. I want to grab a bottle of water. Bang, I'm in there. Guy that happens to work at mine is a really cool dude. We say hi every time. He knows I work on the radio. He's like, so what is interesting today? We have a really good time with it. We really do. He's a nice man. They got the little TV screens in most of the locations on top of the pumps. So you're pumping gas and, you know, you got to stand there for 90 seconds, a minute. You can catch your little news. They have sports news up there, regular news up there, sometimes little snippets of comedy. It's kind of fun, actually. Valero's always thinking of you. They're consumer-friendly. It's a great place to go. Valero, make sure you make it your one stop for everything you need as you're doing your on-the-go day. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of The Attack. And back to the NBA. And again, NBA year-round, trade rumors never died down, drafts in the rearview mirror. We'll be talking to a lot of people going forward. It's finally died down here a little bit about Porzingis and all that stuff, but we'll see. You know, there's nothing to keep players from being traded. Next is going to be free agency. We've got the opt-outs and the opt-ins. And big names are already opting out. Guys like Chris Paul, Blake Griffin, guys that are opting in, like Greg Monroe. So you're going to see a lot of movement. There always is a lot of movement. And there's going to be movement as far as the trades. And there will be. because there will be some trades. They're trying to get it done right now. The Cavs, Denver, and Indiana have been trying to pull off a three-way deal. And John Wall's entered the mix. And he's talking, let's get Paul George on our team via trade. And they're friends. And they're trying to make that work. I'll tell you what. You know, when you look at executives of the year and all that kind of good stuff, and the Golden State guy won it yesterday, it should have gone to Draymond Green. That should have been with him, right with his Defensive Player of the Year award. Because he doesn't send that text to Kevin Durant after they lost to Cleveland. Maybe Kevin Durant never leaves OKC. Or he ends up someplace else. Now, John Wall has talked about the fact that their team is one piece away. Now, I think maybe it's a little more than that. And he's got to be careful. And this is where, when players start getting involved in these kind of things, you got to be careful. Because he wants to bring in Paul George. He said, look at our team. We're one piece away. Got the point guard, got the shooting guard, got the center, got the power forward. So he's kind of dissing Otto Porter Jr. And he goes, our three guy did great for us. You can't take nothing away from what he did. But Paul George is a guy that can guard LeBron. And blah, blah, blah. Hey, well, okay. You're right about that. But if I'm Otto Porter Jr., I'm not too happy. Because he basically just called me out. And Otto Porter's been a work in progress. His career averages are 9.3. An assist a game and 4.4 rebounds. Well, last year he jumped up. He made great progress. He went to 13.5. A block, an assist and a half, and 6.4 rebounds. So he took a jump. And that was Kelly Oubre behind him, pushing him for playing time. So, just again, you got to be a little careful here. Got to be a little judicious in the way you're going about it, because you can alienate a team. You know, let's talk about that a little bit here. Chemistry is a pretty fragile thing on a lot of these basketball teams. And specifically, you know, you go back to the JaVale McGee days and Andre Blotch in Washington when they had all that raw young talent there and they could never win. Well, now they're starting to win because Wall and Beal have learned how to coexist. And he calls out Otto Porter. You got to be careful with that. Because if no trade develops, well, then you got another issue coming on, too, because you're going to have to look that guy in the face in the locker room. So, you know, again, be careful. Now, the rumor I'll give credit to Laker Nation here, but it was all over the place. The Pacers, the Cavs, and the Nuggets. We're talking about Paul George. With Kevin Love being the primary guy. To go to Indiana. And go the other way. Paul George going to Cleveland. And there would have been a whole bunch of stuff in between with Nugget players, expiring contracts, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, George, I got to see if I can get this here because the pieces have become fluid. Oh, there we go. All right. So Denver would have sent to Indiana, but they're talking about, none of this is was official, of course, Kenneth Reed, Wilson Chandler, and Emmanuel Mudiay, which honestly is a pretty good deal for Indiana. Chandler's solid, Mudiay's young, and Farid's proven. Pick it up right there and talk about it a little bit on the other side. Let's tap the brakes.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left. On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
This can't be happening, man. This isn't happening.
Yeah, maybe yes, maybe no. Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black, 71. If Twitter is more your thing. And, you know, again, to go to that proposed NBA trade that still may happen. They were talking about it last night during the awards show. And it's, in the words of Monty Python, not quite dead yet. They would have to tweak it. But Denver would get Fareed and Chandler off the books. And they would go to Indiana, who has the room to absorb them by moving George. The key player, obviously, being Moutier. And they don't want to give him up. Understandably so. And Paul George would go to Cleveland. And Kevin Love would go to the Nuggets. I could live with that. I mean, Kevin Love would give them versatility. Gallinari, I don't think there's a guarantee of him coming back. I'm pretty sure he's out on the market. I'll look that up as we're talking. But Gallinari, even if he did come back, could play the small forward position. They played him out and, you know. Yeah, okay, he is a free agent. But so they're probably going to lose him. At least it looks like, according to the headlines. But here's a guy that averaged 18 points a game last year, so they're going to have to replace that. And, you know, look, it not easily done. He was actually healthy. Well, relatively healthy last year. He's always nicked up with something, but he played 63 games. Kevin Love would be a good fit. I mean, they got Jameer Nelson on the point, and he did a pretty decent job, but you want to replace him. And they obviously want Moutier to be the future. He scored 11 points a game and had 4 assists a game, averaging 25 minutes. So that is a lot to give up. And as of right now, they're balking at it, but that deal doesn't get made unless he's in it. And Jameer did okay last year. I mean, God, he's 35 years old now. Hard to believe. I remember talking to Pat about him. But 9 points and 5 assists, splitting time because he didn't have the whole load. And, you know, that's okay. So, I'm looking at that. Cleveland would get what they want. I think the loser in the deal probably, look, Kevin Love would become the number one scoring option. Again. Which he's removed from in Cleveland. He's number 3. So I'm sure he would like it. And Minnesota, Justin Patton. Yeah. They really didn't address anything guard-wise in the draft, not that I'm seeing. Oh, I'm sorry, not Minnesota. Who am I looking at? Denver. Yeah, they got Tyler Lydon. Excuse me. Last remnants of the cold. And yeah, that was about it. Didn't really have the opportunity to address the draft. They went big up front. Address the guard position, I should say. But it still would be intriguing. So I don't know. We'll see. I mean, obviously, the three key pieces would be Love, Moutier, and obviously Paul George. But we'll see how that plays out. There's going to be movement. Like I said, you know, a guy like Gallinari, and he's rumored to go to Orlando at this point in time. That would be a nice piece for them. Some offense, a little guidance. He's been in the league, geez, I don't know, 8 years now, 7, 8 years. Solid player. Chandler would be a nice fit. He's no Paul George, but he'd be a nice fit. On Indiana. Not so bad. Not so bad at all. We'll see. They're going to try to get that deal done. I mean, look, they don't have the hammer, Indiana, but they do have a player that everybody wants. And whether it's a one-year rental or you can win and convince Paul George to stay. Because that's the one thing. I mean, it's all well and good he wants to play in L.A. But, first of all, they got to make the money work. Two, Paul George, and I love him as a player, he's not exactly the guy with the ball in his hands at the end of the game that comes through with the clutch shots, at least not thus far in his career. There's some stat out there on him that he's made, I don't know, 10% of his shots or something along those lines in one-point games where he had the last shot. You know, one of those obscure stats, but relevant in this case. And a fresh environment, a place he passionately wants to play, in Los Angeles. Well, you know, maybe he continues to evolve even further, but I think at this point in time, he is what he is. That being said, say he goes to Washington. I'll just use them. And he goes and he wins. Or he goes to Cleveland, playing with LeBron. And he goes and he wins. Well, that's not so bad. And all of a sudden you say to yourself, well, do I have to be somewhere? Well, you know, Los Angeles is not going to win for a little while. Now, it will happen at some point because it looks like they're getting it together in the right way there. But it's not going to happen next year, regardless of what LeVar Ball says. And probably for another year after that, even if Paul George comes on board after next year. They still have holes. Because anybody that thinks that Lonzo Ball is going to become a superstar the minute he hits the court is sadly mistaken. He's going to get exposed in a big way on defense. And we'll see whether or not they screw his life up by trying to alter his shot. So we'll see. Now here's what I talk about fake news. And they would never, I could never see them doing this. But allegedly, if Russell Westbrook doesn't sign an extension, they're going to put him on a trading block. And he's got the option for the 2018-2019. So after this season, he could opt out and sign someplace else. Well, what does that sound like? Kevin Durant. They're not going to let that happened. You know, and yesterday during the award show. I'll tell you what, he choked up a few times. He thanked everybody on the planet. He was truly sincere in his praise for the organization and his praise for his teammates. He brought them up on stage. He was effusive in his praise for his wife and his brother, which he got all choked up about, who just got his master's, and that is to be applauded, as he pointed out. But where he hit the mark was his appreciation of the fans and the way they've treated him in OKC. I think the numbers will end up working themselves out, but don't forget, he wants to win a championship too. The appeal of a big three someplace else could come a calling, and that's something the organization has to worry about. I'm Bob Black. Let's tap on the brakes. We'll be right back.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Nobody really needs or wants home security until it's too late. You've heard the statistics about how many burglaries there are per day. You see the news. You know there are people out there that do bad things. The best way to help protect your home and your property is with an ADT monitored system from Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider. Call right now to get a free wireless home security system valued at $850. An ADT monitored system can help protect your home from fires, theft, floods, and call for emergency help. Call now to find out more about our $850 free wireless home security system and start enjoying the peace of mind of security today. Call 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281, 800-587-4281. This offer is for new customers only. Termination fees apply. $99 customer installation charge and 36-month monitoring agreement required. All for details, license terms, and conditions available at secureathome.com.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma?
It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
The Spano and Black Attack. Hey, if these two are on the air, there's no hope left.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
On the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
My life in a nutshell. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto. You know, again, last night at the NBA Award Show, there were some moments that were better than others, and we bounced all around the league today as well. We should have. the best line. And they gave the Lifetime Achievement Award to Bill Russell last night. And deservedly so. I mean, anybody who never had the opportunity to watch Bill Russell play, you missed a treat. He could do everything on the court. It was him and Wilt. And Wilt had the advantage on him on 7-1 as opposed to 6-9.5. But Bill Russell was just, he was the ultimate winner. He won as a player. He won as a coach. I've heard a couple of idiots say in today's NBA he couldn't play. Let me tell you something. Bill Russell could have played in any era. And he was one of those guys that at now 83 years of age is becoming frail. The voice is getting a little frail. It's a good word to put it. I don't want to say, you know. But here's a guy that averaged 15 points a game. Okay, nothing special. 22.5 rebounds per game in his career. And 4.3 assists. When he wanted to score, he could score. It was not his role. He's got more rings than a Kardashian. And last night, he had the line of the night. When he was presented the Lifetime Achievement Award, he's 83 years old. And up on the dais was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who he actually played against briefly, but he played against. Shaquille O'Neal, Dikembe Mutombo, Alonzo Mourning, and David Robinson. And he got the trophy, and he very slowly turned to all of those legendary centers back there. And whispered just loud enough in the mic to pick up, "I would kick your ass." It was brilliant. Brilliant. Now, a couple of the egos up on that stage might not have thought so. But they laughed. And accordingly so. But it was just priceless. I mean, it just was. It was the highlight of the evening. You know, it was good stuff. It was good stuff. Really was. And they appreciate it because, you know, like I said, if anybody watched Bill Russell during his run, they literally, you know, you missed on something just extraordinary. And they were great big men. Now, yeah, you know, I get it. The game has changed. But here's another thing, too. Bill Russell at 6'9.5", 6'10", and 220 pounds, he could play in today's game. He'd run up and down the court. He'd be your center. He'd be your Draymond Green. The thing about him, when he was actually blocking shots. He used to keep them in bounds. He practiced keeping them in bounds. And I mean, he was amazingly athletic. He guarded everybody. It was great. It was well worth watching. 11 championships in 13 years. You know, yesterday, and it was heartfelt. I got to tell you something. I cried. I really did. First Craig Sager Award went to Monty Williams. And You talk about a testament to strength. And a testament to courage. You know, there's no other way to put it. But Sager, having lost his fight, Monty Williams having lost his wife, and the Craig Sager Strong Award went to Monty Williams, and it was presented by Sager's widow, Stacy. And it was, I got to tell you, it, like I said, it choked me up. I shed a couple of tears watching that last night. Like I said, his widow presenting it, and literally the ugliest jacket you've ever seen, which is fitting, of course. And they talked about, and Ernie Johnson presented the award. And Ernie went through a very private battle with cancer himself. And he survived it. And they used to protect him on the set of TNT because he worked through a lot of his treatments. And having been there myself, I understand what he went through. And there were a lot of two shots and three shots, wide camera shots. So they weren't up close on the close-ups, and you know, the people that were working with him at the time, Charles and Kenny Smith, and Shaq wasn't on the set yet. I think it was Magic, among other people. They protected him. And Monty Williams, when Johnson was presenting the award, he started with Craig first. And talked about going to the hospital because they were very close friends. And every time he went to the hospital to visit Craig Sager, he left feeling fired up because of Sager's attitude. And it translated on to Monty Williams accepting this award. And he was talking about losing his wife, who was the touchstone of his life. And he talked about, you know, God's will in all of this. And whether you believe or not, that's your own personal business. But he's a man of faith. And he talked about his faith a lot. And he addressed Sager's widow. And you could see the warmth between the two of them. Maybe they'll get together. I don't know, that would be a nice story. And Monty talked about the fact that, and this is what got me, that just was, you talk about a guy that with incredible dignity and humanity. And he talked about losing his wife, and he said that the coaching staff and all the people at OKC let him do what he needed to do and walk away and take care of his family. And he said the outreach of the people of Oklahoma City and the cards of condolences and the phone calls and the, you know, things from perfect strangers who didn't know him but understood what he was going through, or tried to understand what he was going through, is a better way to put it. Touched him deeply. And he addressed his children. And he talked to them about the loss, but addressed his children in a way that I've seen few people do. And he talked about the fact that a lot of people, when he became widowed, talked about how, you know, the burden and the responsibility of rearing the children. He's got four kids, I believe. And he said, no, it's not a burden. He said, it's a privilege to raise you children. What a dignified human thing to say. I mean, it you talk about not taking it to heart. And one other thing, And one other thing that he said, which I thought was just was brilliant, was he turned around and he said, you know something? He said, be aware there were two deaths in this situation. He said, let's not forget to pray for the family of the other victim in all of this. And you know something? It doesn't come any classier than that. Truly doesn't. It was a great moment. And I don't want to be cynical here, but I hope going forward, you know, it doesn't turn into one of those, you know, Caitlyn Jenner things where, you know, courage awards get awarded to, you know, social media causes. And no disrespect to Bruce, Caitlin. But it, and you know something, if they don't find a story in one particular year, I hope they don't give the award out. But it's now part of, and even if ESPN should lose the television rights to the NBA, which I don't think they will, but it, at some point in time, should they lose the rights, I hope it's something that continues. Because it was, you know, I didn't know Craig Sager personally, but from all accounts, he was a terrific guy. You know, he carved a niche for himself. It was, you know, he was like any other sideline reporter. He never brought any particular insight to anything. He asked the coach, you know, what do you have to do better at in the second half to win the game? Which is why some of his stuff with Pop turned legendary. And Pop gave a really nice tribute as well to Monty and to Craig, but to Monty as well. And it was a great moment. I saved the best for last. That's why I talked about Russell and Monty Williams leading up to the last break here. But that was the best of all the stuff that went on. That was the best. Let's step aside. We'll wrap up the attack right after this short timeout.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last. So call 800-692-0000. 800-260-0268 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-692-0268. That's 800-692-0268 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-692-0268 now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Senator Roberto. Hope you enjoyed it today. Hope you really did enjoy it today. It was fun. A lot of NBA, all NBA, and rightfully so. You know, in looking at Monty Williams, and I remember back in 2014, 2015, where unfortunately after the season, when they finished with a 45-37 record and lost in the first round of the playoffs, I predicted he was going to get fired, and unfortunately I was right. I don't know if he's ever going to coach again. But considering he got New Orleans to the playoffs in his first year back in 2010-11, and then they kind of tore it down after that. There wasn't much talent. They bottomed out at 21-45. It was starting to climb back up again. Got Anthony Davis. They won with Anthony Davis when he was there right away. And now they can't get out of their own way again with two of the best players in the league on their team. I don't know if Monty ever wants to coach again. With what he's been through, maybe not, because his focus seems to be entirely on his family. But I know his church is down in New Orleans. And quite frankly, what I would like to see Benson and company do down there, because Alvin Gentry is going to lose his job, is swallow your pride, recognize you had a good coach, and when the time comes and Alvin Gentry does get the can, and I don't wish unemployment on anybody, but he's going to get fired. Reach out to Monty Williams and see if he wants to get back involved. Because if he does, you'll never regret it. That's it for this edition of The Attack. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back with more fun and frivolity tomorrow here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Adios.